entertainment and keep you in your flesh, but Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me.
Right.
You don't follow the culture, you don't follow your church system, you don't follow your flesh, you follow him.
Period.
Yeah, and that's why so few people are going to find eternal life, because everybody's believing in Jesus, but very few are following him. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because everybody's following different, you know, theologies.
Yeah, when you test them, like I just witnessed to some Mormons the other day, and I just, some young Mormon men, and I just lovingly told them, I said, go test where your faith came from. The 1800s, by some guy that used rocks to soothsay, and he ended up marrying like 27 different women. One of them was a 13-year-old girl, and he teaches that Jesus isn't God, and he teaches you're going to become a god on a planet somewhere, creating spirit baby. This is Satan's mysticism.
Right. So, are you like Catholicism? Are you?
I'm familiar with that.
Yeah. Is yours based? Is yours like a root off of Catholicism?
Oh no.
Or is it a root off of like Messianic or?
Yeah. Well. I mean, definitely messianic, because Christ is our Messiah,
right.
But we're not Torah keepers, meaning the law, the 613 that were given to Israel,
right.
Those are not for us Gentiles today. That was given specifically for Israel.
Right.
But there is some pre-Torah things we do keep. I'm married to one wife. That's God ordained that.
Right.
God said take dominion, so if a bear comes out of the woods and attacks people, we kill it, take dominion of it.
Right.
God said don't drink blood. In Genesis 9, God dressed us in Genesis 3 by killing and shedding animals.
Right.
So there are some pre-Torah things we keep, but we don't keep the Torah law. We keep the moral law, which is the Ten Commandments, but the one alteration would be we don't keep the Saturday Sabbath, no longer Friday to Sunday, or Friday to Saturday, because Hebrews 4 tells us Christ was the fulfillment of that rest.
Right.
We're resting in him every day. So.
Right. Well, the thing,
and then we keep the New Testament law.
Right. It's just because, you know, so many people, you know, and even Christ said this, you know, you lay heavy burdens upon, you know, those that you don't even keep yourself.
Yeah.
Because, you know, my theology is that when Christ was on the cross, okay, he had two on his right, one on his right, two sinners, one on his right, one on his left. And all it took was that one sinner to say, hey, remember me, Father, when you enter into your kingdom. It was all about his belief. And the thing of it is that he was a sinner on that cross. And that it, and see, and that's the thing. Because theology burdens people throughout their whole lives. You have to abide by this. You have to do this. You have to, and it's all, you know, structured.
Well, can I challenge that?
Yeah, go ahead. I think
theology is good. I think man-made theology, you just said it. Jesus said, you lay heavy burdens that the Father never put on them. They were telling people to wash their hands and wash pots and cups. God never ordained that. God don't care if you're dirty. God will take you as if you're physically dirty. He wants your heart and your mind cleansed by him. So I would disagree with that. Biblical theology you need. Paul says in 1 Timothy 4:16, keep sound doctrine by which you are saved and those that hear you. So I think you have to make the distinction between man-made false theology and the theology of God. Let me take you to the thief on the cross. I like to teach people this. A lot of people say the thief on the cross just believed and he was saved. That's not true. That's not true. He was on the cross. So this, I call it the stake. Jesus died on a stake.
On the tree.
Ready? Yeah, exactly.
He was on the tree.
Whoever hangs on a tree is cursed.
Right.
So here you go. So the thief is there. The thief.
Both thieves.
Yeah, they're both thieves. But I'm talking about the believing thief. So he goes through the gospel. I'll take you through the gospel. Ready? Okay. By Christ shed blood, you have to place your faith.
Right.
You have to repent.
Right.
You must be born again.
Right.
You must endure in holiness and obedience. Let's go to the thief on the cross.
Okay.
He's hanging there.
Right.
He's convicted, sinful man.
Right. Hasn't been baptized.
He turns and looks at Christ. Yeah, you notice my gospel didn't say you must be water baptized.
Right.
He turns to Christ and he sees the Messiah. Mm-hmm. He places his faith in the Messiah.
Right.
Right. He had obvious repentance.
Mm-hmm.
He repented.
Right.
Right. And obviously, even though the Spirit hadn't come yet before Acts 2, he had some type of spiritual change in him, because he was a thief doing law-breaking. Now he looks at the Messiah. So he had a spiritual renewal. Christ brought him a spiritual renewal. So by faith, he repented. He had a spiritual renewal. Ready? He had works. Do you know what his works were? Right on the stake. What was his works? No, that was part of his works. But you know what he did? He turned to the other thief, and what did he say?
It shut him up.
he witnessed to the other thief about the Messiah.
Yeah,
he had works of holiness and obedience, and then guess what? Mm-hmm. He endured.
Right. And
that, he never stopped believing that we know of while he was on that stake, and Christ said, you'll be with me in eternity. Okay. So wait, it's not true that he just believed. He believed by faith. Uh-huh. He repented. Uh-huh. He had a spiritual new birth. He had works of holiness, and he endured.
Did he repent?
Of course he did.
Or did he just say, Father?
Of course he did, because I can promise you. Ready? See,
and the thing of it is that that's what he said. That's what he said on the cross.
Yeah.
Okay. On the
tree, he had works. He had fruit.
He just turned to him and he said, hey.
Yep.
Remember me. You enter now, and that's the thing. Now, see, because
you can't just let. But wait. Hold on. I can't let you just take the thief on the cross. If that thief would have lived and gotten down off the cross, do you think he could go back to his thievery lifestyle and discount Christ and live any way he wanted and go to eternal life?
What did the Apostle Paul do? Yeah. The Apostle Paul repented every day of his life.
Right.
Because every day is a repentance. Because every day you sin.
Well, yeah. So we don't have to sin, but we can sin.
Every day.
You don't have to sin, but we can and will sin, and we need to repent. But if you live in willful sin.
Now, willful sin. Now, if you're doing it and you're saying, hey, I'm cleansed by.
That's what worldly people do. They live like the world every year, every day. That's what churchianity people do. They keep the pagan holidays and they keep the ways of the world every day. They live in willful sin.
Yeah.
The only way to not be in willful sin is to come out, cleanse your life, how you act, talk, live, dress, who you associate with, what you preach. And then at times you can fall into sin. At times you can choose sin, but you don't live in it and walk in it. So the thief, if he got off the cross, the thief would have lived a holy, godly life if he truly was of Christ. If he wasn't.
It's like Barabbas.
What about?
Well, you know, because Jesus took his place.
Right.
You know,
but he never repented that we know of. He was a thief. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would encourage you to expand your theology a little bit. Don't think of theology as bad. Grab onto God's theology. And then don't think of just believing. Even the demons believe and tremble, James says.
Right.
Your faith is backed up by your works.
Right. Exactly.
Your faith is backed up by your works.
That's why theology, it's... Because you go after Catholicism.
Roman Catholicism is a man-made.
Yeah,
that's a man-made.
Then you go all into paganism. Yeah. Then you go into Judaism.
Yeah.
Then you're talking.
Another man-made way.
Yeah, mysticism and so forth. And Buddhism and so forth.
And evangelicalism.
So, yeah. So,
and the Baptists.
Yeah, so,
and the Mormons.
Right.
And the Jehovah's Witness. And the non-denominationals.
So when you say, you know, churches are lying
they
to
are.
You. It's just so many.
They are.
You know,
it's a broad statement that attracts people's attention to get them to see that they are lying.
Right.
Christmas is a lie. Easter is a lie. Yeah. Good Friday is a lie. Living
a
like
lie.
The world is a lie.
Valentine's,
all of the
President's
holidays.
Day,
watching politics, know, sports, entertainment is
Mother's
a lie.
Mother's Day. You know, yeah. I had to talk to my. I told my mom. I was like, Mom, tell me something. You've had 5 boys. So you mean to tell me you're only allowed 1 day to celebrate? Because.
You know, where Mother's Day, it's really kind
blessed
of a,
pag-
it's a pagan goddess.
It's
a pagan goddess because they always worship the earth as a mother.
Yeah.
So that's where Mother's Day comes from.
Right. Just like June.
Paganism.
That's why they chose June for, you know, Pride Month. Because,
so I'd encourage you, you got that gospel card, go to my website, don'tperish.com, and I teach all that stuff, thousands of articles for free. Uh-huh. We don't take people's money. I travel and I preach the gospel, and I teach people to take stock of themselves, see who the Messiah is, and then repent. And what's going to happen is if you truly are of the Messiah, you're going to lose your friends, you're going to lose your family, you're going to use your standing, you're going to lose everything. And then how everything about you is going to change to conform to his image and his word and his ways. Do you belong to a religious body?
Me?
Yeah.
His.
No, so you don't, Sunday, not, Saturday, yeah, you don't gather with anybody?
Not this world. No.
Oh, okay.
Right. Not this world.
Well, email me. I'd love to encourage you. What's your first name?
Martin.
Martin?
Yes.
That's my middle name. My brothers call me Tupos. Tupos means in the Greek to be an example. Oh, one day we're going to get new names.
Yes.
In Revelation. We took new names early because we wanted to get rid of our worldly names. This is my wife, Sister Amen. That means faithful.
Pleasure to meet you.
And so nothing mystical about it, but it's just important to us to be new creations in Christ and to show the way to people. So,
Well, it's just like, I mean, you know, I research it, you know, I follow, I don't follow, but I see everybody's, you know, aspects of what their thoughts are on HaMashiach, Christ, you know. Mm-hmm. And
watch out for the Hebrew Roots movement. There's Hebrew Roots people around here.
Oh, yeah.
That's a cult.
Just moving around.
It's a cult. You can't keep Torah today.
Yeah, you can't do
You can't do it. You try to keep Torah, it's going to bury you under a big giant rock and crush you.
You're not supposed to.
No, we're not Israel. We don't have a temple. We don't have a priesthood. But we can keep the New Testament fully, completely.
Now, let me...
And there's, guess what? Ready? How many commandments are in the New Testament? Do you know? Roughly. Ready?
No.
over 1,050 in a new covenant, meaning love each other, right, exhort each other, rebuke each other. Over 1,050. We got a lot to keep. We got a lot to do. It's not just believe.
We don't do it.
Well, but you have to strive to. If you're not, it's not the fruit that you're not in. You're not of him.
Right.
Try standing before a righteous judge and tell him, Judge, you got a lot of laws. And he goes, Hey, you broke this one. Yeah, you got too many laws. I can't keep them. He's going to go, what's he going to say to you? You're going to jail. Mm-hmm. He's going to say, you better get keeping them. God says, because of what Christ did, we can't work our way to heaven.
We don't have to worry
but
about
no,
that.
Well, no, but because of what Christ did, we are made for good works, Ephesians 2. And we're supposed to be laboring to glorify and lift him up. And if we live, see, by not keeping, ready? By not living and striving for good works every day of your life and cleaning your life up of all sin, guess what's going to happen to you? You're going to live in willful sin. You're going to live in sin. You're going to live in sin over and over rather than cleaning your life up and following him.
Instead of repenting every day.
Yeah, well, day, but repentance day, is not just the mind, though.
It's action. Everything. It's heart,
it's action.
Mind. So, yeah.
It's action.
Yeah,
if I treat my wife mean and I repent, should I stop treating my wife mean?
No. What does it
I
say?
I have to stop it.
What did Apostle Paul says? Show me your faith through your words, and I'll show you my faith through my
works.
Yeah,
that's James 2. Yeah.
Was it James?
James 2. Yeah, absolutely. So check out my website.
Oh, I will.
Yeah. Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you.
Yeah, I'd love to encourage you. Bible study anytime.
You know, there's five gospels instead of four, right?
Five gospels.
Yeah. And the
what
New
do you
Testament,
mean? What do you mean?
Well, you got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Yeah.
Then you got Luke 2.
Luke 2.
Yeah, because Luke actually wrote Luke and Acts.
Oh, so I got you. Luke 2. Yeah. I got you.
That's like a little thing that because I love to find little nuggets to, you know, help people understand that the Bible is actually true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like, you know how many bones are in the body?
No, I don't.
265 bones.
Yeah, I was going to guess over 200. Okay.
And there's only one bone that actually regenerates itself. You know what bone that is?
No.
It's the rib bone. So, whoever wrote the book of Genesis
knew all this.
Had to know that he can take the rib.
Yeah, the word of God is the word of God is the revelation of God. It's not just a book.
Exactly.
And that's why it's so important that we know it, we follow it, we keep it, and we walk in all of his ways as fruit that we know him. If we live in any sin, we're tupos. Means example.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I want to be. I want to be an example of Christ. I travel the country, preach him all over.
I get on here.
Yeah. Check out my website. 1,000 articles for free. We don't want your money. We want you to open the Bible, go deep, test all your ways, conform to God's word, and we hope to see you in heaven or along the way communicate. You can email, you can whatever. I'm checking this bracket out. I might come in and buy it. Yeah. Nice meeting you, sir.
Uh-huh. Take care.